Hello, welcome to Daily-ish for April 6th. It's Thursday. Missed Wednesday. Missed Wednesday by a day. Apologies to any Wednesday fans. I don't know what I did yesterday. Why didn't I? Oh, I went worked at a Starbucks locally here, and so it wasn't in front of my recording devices as easily or as readily, and then just a busy night. So anyways, it's Thursday. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a Patreon supporter. If you are, patreon.com/iChris is the folks who help bring this show to life, along with goodstuff.fm, the rest of the network. And some of those folks, well, one of those folks, Tasula, who's a Patreon supporter and fellow at u2.com staff/podcast host, and, well, U2 fan, obviously, I guess. You don't become a staff and podcast co-host on a U2 fan site without being a U2 fan, I guess. Anyways, in our stuffy Slack, which Patreon folks get access to, it's kind of like a private chat room, I guess. I don't know. That sounds weird. Maybe private group chat, private thing that you talk with other nerds and interesting folks on the internet, I guess, who are all Patreon supporters of various shows on Good Stuff. Still working on the Good Stuff Patreon global campaign, but that's another day. That's something for another day. Anyway, she asked me in there, in the Daily-ish channel, tell us what inspired you to become a podcaster. Did a specific podcast make you want to do it? Just curious. And I feel like I probably have answered this. As I was prepping for this, I was like, I'm pretty sure I recorded an episode, but I don't think it was Daily-ish. I think it was Show Me Your Mic, the podcast show about podcasting that I do, which, you know, kind of makes a little more sense. I think I had somebody else interview me on the show, and so that's where it's buried somewhere. I couldn't find the episode exactly, but there'll be a link in the show notes to the goodstuff.fm/smym is where you can find that podcast. But in answering the question, I'll just put it here too, because why not? I've always been fascinated with radio, going back to, like, even as a kid, I had a tape player with a recorder on it and a little microphone, I think, or maybe it was just a built-in mic into the tape player thing that I used to do, like practice intro and outros to songs and make up little radio shows and record music from the radio, off the radio, back when that's how you could actually keep a copy of the songs. And, you know, like, coming up next, we got Careless Whisper by Wham. And after that, Like a Virgin from Madonna, whatever a virgin is, as far as I knew back then, anyways. So fast forward from, this is a big fast forward, whatever that was, 85 something or other, to 2005, and Leo Laporte, in around there anyways, Leo Laporte launches twit.tv, which is a podcast network still going today of tech-focused shows, and I was kind of hooked on the idea, the idea that you could record a conversation with friends about stuff that you are interested in, and then other people in the world would listen, was like kind of blowing my mind. And particularly the live aspect. Phone call. Just a second. Nothing like a phone call during a segment on the live aspect of podcasting that intrigued me, live streaming and stuff like that, which again, to this day is kind of the thing that, that kind of intrigues me about it as much as the actual putting out of the podcast and stuff. As the folks behind the At U2 podcast will know, I keep subjecting them to experimentations with new tech, new software, new gear, all that kind of stuff, in an effort to just get cool, interesting stuff out there. So the tech that was behind it to send the audio and video out into the world, both live or whatever, RSS was happening at that time. It was it's called Real Simple Syndication. It's tech that allows, you know, blogs and stuff to be subscribed to and automatically sent out. And that was kind of the basis for, like I said, blogs. And I was familiar with that from messing around with Movable Type and WordPress blogs, but it was just really the thing that allowed podcasting to take off in a huge way. And so, but it wasn't really until 2009 when Dan Benjamin launched 5x5.tv, another primarily tech-focused podcast network, that I really sort of got the idea that I could do something with podcasting, because Leo Laporte came at it from a television background. He was not like a star, but he had a couple TV shows on a popular tech network at the time. When Dan Benjamin did it, he was popular in the sort of tech world online, but not by any means from some sort of TV, you know, infrastructure background. And so it kind of opened my eyes to the fact that, hey, this is a thing that regular folks can do. And there have been plenty of other podcasters along the way that have inspired me in different ways. But certainly Leo Laporte and Dan Benjamin are by far the two biggest in terms of just inspiration, motivating me to actually do this thing instead of just enjoying listening to them. Dan actually had a podcast with another guy, Anthony Stauffer, that was kind of about gear and audio, and the name escapes me right now. Hopefully Anthony isn't listening to this. Anthony, I since had, you know, have been friends, and he does an awesome guitar instruction business online that he does all around sort of the blues and Stevie Ray Vaughan licks and stuff. But they had a show, I think it was only like 10 episodes long, maybe 15. There was a bit of a video component to it explaining just some of the stuff that Dan uses to put out his shows into the world. That got me hooked. And then I shortly after started putting, you know, keeping like a spreadsheet of like, here's what I could buy for how much and what the sort of light, medium and full blown models of what I'd like to buy and do and get into this hobby in a big way. Cause I experimented with doing a podcast with my wife on the sort of the Survivor podcast. Was one of our first things that we did. I subjected her to being involved with it. I sort of felt the need to get some more gear, as hobbies often do. And the rest is kind of history. That's another podcast, I guess, is the what happened after that, maybe, but and where good stuff came from, and sskTN.com and all that kind of stuff in between. But yeah, Leo Laporte, Dan Benjamin would be the two that sort of inspired me to do that. And they're still both going today in different ways. I don't listen as much to all the shows at the time when it first kind of came out, and I was kind of just consuming everything, listening to anything and everything they did for the most part. I mean, Leo Laporte puts out a ton of shows, like hour and a half long weekly podcasts on tech, each topic sort of niche or whatever. And I don't listen to his stuff anymore, really, just because he's kind of got a shtick that, I don't know, for me, wore a little thin after a while. But by no means, I can't begrudge the success he's had with podcasting and with what he does. But yeah, Dan Benjamin, 5x5.tv. And he's been a lot of help over the years to answering questions and things like that. And hope that answers your question to Sula. And if anybody else has any questions like that, feel free to, if you're a Patreon subscriber, supporter, throw it in the Stuffy Slack or tweet at me. I'm iChris on Twitter, or chris@goodstuff.fm is where you can email me as well. You can discuss this episode in our subreddit and the links. And like I said, there'll be a link to the Show Me Your Mic podcast. Follow me on Twitter, iChris, patreon.com/iChris as well. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.